Living Well, Health and Fitness by Jennifer Campbell. The Power of Walking. Adding walking to your routine improves your physical and mental health, experts say. Regular walking supports a healthy immune system, boosts your metabolism, and strengthens your joints, muscles, and bones. It also helps relieve stress. Daily walking increases metabolism by burning extra calories and preventing muscle loss, which is particularly important as we age. You may even notice your pants start to loosen around your midsection, even if the number on the scale isn't moving much. That's because regular walking can help reduce abdominal fat and, as a result, improve your body's response to insulin. Experts recommend walking at least 30 minutes daily for the greatest benefits. Here are a couple of ways to get the most out of it. Mix in intervals. Intervals, defined as short spurts with a quicker pace or going up hills, are key in getting the most out of walking. Increasing your speed for small segments of time during a 30-minute walk allows you to burn more calories than if you strolled at a moderate pace the whole time. It also benefits your cardiorespiratory system. Try warming up with an easy walk for 3 minutes. Then spend 25 minutes alternating between 1 minute of walking at a moderate pace and 1 minute of brisk walking. Cool down with an easy walk for 2 minutes. Explore nature. Taking walks outdoors has several benefits, too. Exposure to the sun's natural vitamin D helps protect the brain's neurons and reduces inflammation. Breathing natural air rather than recycled air indoors improves brain function, and the stimulation caused by the activity and nature produce endorphins that regulate your mood. Army veteran Jennifer Campbell is a certified personal trainer with a master's degree in nutrition education. She is commander of the California American Legion's 24th District. Walk 100 miles, a step at a time. The American Legion's third annual 100 Miles for Hope challenge is underway. Walking just 30 minutes a day is one way to complete the mileage part of the challenge. For details and registration, visit legion.org/100miles. 14% VA healthcare services provided virtually in 2019. 58% VA healthcare services provided virtually by mid-2020. 1,831% increase in VA telehealth appointments by January 2021 compared to January 2020. A barometer of life. Be proactive in managing blood pressure by Lance Frazier. High blood pressure, hypertension, can lead to life-threatening conditions including heart failure, arrhythmia, chronic kidney disease, blindness, Alzheimer's, and dementia. Every year, it is the primary or contributing cause of death for more than 500,000 people in the United States alone. Hypertension is the increased force of blood against the arterial walls and can be caused by smoking, alcohol, a sedentary lifestyle, and a diet high in salt, sugar, or processed foods containing high levels of trans fats or saturated fats, according to Mayo Clinic cardiologist Michael Myers. While typically increasing and decreasing throughout the day, blood pressure consistently above normal is a red flag. Called the silent killer, hypertension often develops without symptoms, and by the time they are exhibited, treatment may be too late. Typically, if that top number, systolic, measurement of pressure in arteries during heartbeat, gets above 120, or the bottom, diastolic, heart at rest, goes above 80, we begin to see the disease manifest, says Willie Lawrence, an American Heart Association cardiologist. Blood pressure is a barometer of life. While there is some genetic predisposition, it comes back to what you eat. Whether you're obese, if you don't walk or get other daily exercise, if your life places you under regular stress and you don't deal with that, Those are the factors to watch and control. Hypertension is perceived as a disease of aging, but according to Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, statistics, an estimated 1 in 25 people ages 12 to 19 have hypertension. The CDC recommends blood pressure checks starting at 3, along with a healthy diet, maintaining a healthy weight, and regular physical activity to protect children and young adults. If hypertension is caught at an early age, it is more likely to be controllable, but will still require lifelong monitoring, Myers says. While there are some promising treatments on the horizon, prevention via a healthy, active lifestyle is so much preferable to having to react. Lance Frazier is a California-based freelance writer specializing in health and medicine, science, nature, and the environment.